Are these extraordinary men? Extraordinary athletes, yes. But like you and I, life hands them the same lessons in pain, loss, and triumph. The game provides a window into the human spirit, and it's that spirit that connects us all. Every day is a new opportunity for success, a blank page just waiting to be written.
Welcome to Eagles Unscripted. I'm Scott Graham. Joining us here this evening is someone who you recognize out on the field at Lincoln Financial Field, but he's under a helmet. He's got a pads on and a jersey on. You don't really see a whole lot about the man inside. And we're going to find out a little bit more tonight about one of the players who has perhaps the most inspiring story you're going to hear, and some hidden talents as well. Talking about Eagles wide receiver Jason Avant.
Fires, touchdown to Jason Avant.
Boy, this guy's something else.
And Avant, with a great concentration, holds it in for a touchdown.
How beautiful is that?
Before you were an Eagle, yeah. You were a Michigan Wolverine.
Yeah.
Before you were a Michigan Wolverine, you were on a street in Chicago.
Yep.
And at times were doing things that were illegal.
Illegal.
Mm-hmm. And also putting yourself in unbelievable danger almost every day.
Yeah.
How did you get out of that?
Well, I think the first of all, I had a grandmother who really, really loved me. I was her second chance in life. You know, her kids didn't turn out the way she wanted them to. And she would lay her hands on me and pray over me every night. And her prayer for me was, let me be different. Let my life change. Let not the society and the place and environment that I grew up in weigh me down and bring me down to its level. She wanted me to be different. And I think the biggest change for me was almost getting caught so many different times and realizing that this was a really dead end, because I remember seeing family members shot up and pulled. We had to pull them into the house. I know about drive-bys. I know about carrying guns. I know about selling drugs. And I saw all the violence and what it was leading to. And that inspired me to want to change. But until May 4th, 2003, when I really surrendered my life to Jesus Christ, was the point that I really, really changed. And I really saw that I needed a change and I needed to be a better person. And I want to be... you know, a good person. I want to be the person that my grandmother inspired, was praying for me to be. You know, so that's how it changed. I think that was my grandmother, number one, Jesus Christ, then my grandmother, and then the desire and the want to get out of a situation. There's millions of kids around the country in urban areas that don't think they can change, but they really can if they just get around some positive people, have someone praying for them, have an encouraging, you know, team. I think they can get out of their situation.
I got to guess, and I'm not trying to diminish anything that happens on the field. I got to guess that a dropped pass or a fumble or a missed block probably isn't something, if you're going to keep a perspective, when you've, you know, stared down the barrel of a gun, when you've gone into a car that's in the middle of an ambush with you. I mean, I got to imagine that it gives you some perspective about what the rest of life is when you went through all that, lived through that, and somehow survived.
Yeah, this game is fun. We love this game. It provides a living for us. It gives us the thing that's more important than a living, so to speak, is that all of us that play this game have such a competitiveness, and it gives us that opportunity to display it and compete against the best. And that's what drives most people, playing the game. But when you really consider life and you really, the game is so small. So that's why I lift my hand up after every catch to say, Lord, I thank you, because I remember having no food. I remember being on the corner selling drugs. I remember, you know, getting out of situations by, you know, a wing and a prayer, almost being killed. I remember all of those times, and I'm so grateful and so thankful to be able to run up and down the football field. And they pay me to run up and down the football field and catch passes. But what I will tell you is that this is the most blessed, you know, it's just so exciting to me and so humbling to me. It's somebody right now that has to make ends meet, and they work in two and three jobs, you know, and we coming out playing for a football game, you know, so you got to keep it in perspective. We shouldn't murmur, shouldn't complain. We got to be, you know, full of gratitude and just thanksgiving because of the gifts and talents.
You found something you were good at, and obviously very good at, and excelling at the highest level, which is good because you were quoted at one time as saying that you were actually a bad drug dealer.
Yeah, I was terrible. I mean,
how is somebody a bad drug dealer, just out of curiosity?
Well, let me tell you, in order for you to stay on the streets, you have to be, you got to have way more courage than going over the middle, because there's a certain code at 10:30, 11 o'clock and on. You know there's going to be drive-bys and shootings that are going on because of the drug territory there. So guys are fighting for this territory, and if they can kill you, they can take over the territory, which bring them more business. Whoever's on top, they want to kill so they can get their money. So with that being said, I was terrible because I had a mindset that they were going to be out there at 10:30, and I didn't have enough heart to stay out there. And most of the guys that hung with would stay out there, and they would have a gun, and they would be prepared. It wasn't me. So, you know, just naturally, I was terrible at it. I was always worrying about someone going to beat me up or this. I was too scared. And I realized then that I have too much sense for this. You know, the guys that I grew up with, they were a little bit more gung-ho and a little bit more courageous than I was.
How much of your time now do you spend trying to give back, trying to figure out a way to help kids be on the right path? Not just kids, to help people be on the right path.
When I'm not in, you know, on my schedule here with the Eagles, that's what I'm doing. I go to church right here in South Philadelphia. I'm constantly mentoring kids. You know, I have kids calling me all the time, you know, whether it be, you know, groceries, whether it be telling them, buying them cleats, doing different things like that. I don't want, you know, credit for it. So we go out and do it without any media coverage or different things like that. And in Camden as well, you know, I don't drive a big fancy car, so I can just, you know, put a hat on and they're like, you know, that's an average Joe, you know? So, but that's my heart and that's my passion to give someone hope, because I never, when I was growing up, you never saw people that were doing positive things. The men were doing the same thing that we were doing. Therefore, we thought it was cool, you know, to be on the corner. And, you know, so to see someone to say, man, you know what, you can make it. You have talent. Even if football doesn't work out, I seen your grades. You're smart enough. And if you just can focus, if you can play video games for 2 and 3 hours and figure out the most complex video games, you can go into the classroom and get A's and B's and go to college. You know, so those types of things, we're trying to inspire as many as we can, because if we can, it's going to help out our society, but also just to, I won't say give back, I would say paying it forward, because those kids have a great opportunity to be way better than I ever will be.
As we continue our conversation, it's going to be time for a little musical interlude. We'll explain when we come back.
Fans at home, this is going to be so hard, so I have to be perfect in order to play this thing.
We have absolutely full confidence in it. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments. With NFL Red Zone, you're there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons. And ESPN Goal Line gives you unlimited live cut-ins to all the best action in college football. Plus, the Watch ESPN app lets you take the action wherever you go. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Now when you use your credit or debit MasterCard in any restaurant,
everything was good, ladies?
MasterCard will make a donation to Stand Up To Cancer for every meal purchased over $10. With your help, our goal is to raise up to $4 million.
Hey, ladies, I want to thank you for standing up.
One precious cent at a time. Standing with those who stand up to cancer.
Oh, all right.
Priceless.
Thank God you reacted.
One card is raising $4 million for Stand Up To Cancer. That's MasterCard. That's priceless.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments. With NFL Red Zone, you're there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons. And ESPN Goal Line gives you unlimited live cut-ins to all the best action in college football. Plus, the Watch ESPN app lets you take the action wherever you go. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Welcome back to Eagles Unscripted. And as we say, the show is unscripted. We also didn't say anything about it being with or without props. So we brought something in here. And this, by the way, we broke the bank on the budget bringing this one in. We went as deeply as we could into our budget to bring this. Tell me a little bit about your abilities and how you learned how to be as good as you are at the keyboard.
I have a passion to praise God and to sing to the Lord at home and different things like that. And me and my family, my daughters, we march around, we clap in our hands to gospel music. And one day I was like, I need to learn how to play the piano. And my pastor at the church over on 23rd and Snyder in South Philly, he is a great musician. So I used to go over. And I still go over there, you know, in the morning time, and he'll teach me different songs and different chords and how chords work and next octave and this, that, and the other. And over time, I started to learn a couple of songs and play them at home and different things like that.
So, once again, considering the fact that you've got such a tremendous piece of machinery in front
now,
of you.
Now, listen
here.
To me. Fans at home, this is not a weighted keyboard. This is going to be so hard, so I have to be perfect in order to play this thing.
But we have absolutely full confidence in you. What am I listening to?
It's called No Weapon Formed Against Me.
You play your own stuff. How long is it going to be till you're writing all of your own stuff?
I'm not going that far. I think it's just something that's calming at home. But writing and stuff like that, no. I'm not DeSean Jackson. I'm not going to get in the music industry. I think I just do it just to let my kids know that you can do something that's fun and that you can enjoy and praise God to. You know, this is what I do it for. It's just songs to the Lord. At home, I sing, but I will not sing in front of you guys.
Okay? I'm not going to ask you to. I'm not going to ask you to. There's things that we just won't ask you to do, but I do have a Christmas party every year. I'm always looking for somebody to come and entertain. I mean, if you have the spare time.
No.
I'll tell you what. I think you did pretty well considering what you're working with.
Yeah, with this here, it's trust me, this is way hard. I can, you know, do a little bit more, but this is not weighted. And anybody knows that. Thank you so very much for this.
We'll have more of our conversation coming up as we continue on Eagles Unscripted.
I just threw it in there. It knocked both of us out.
Now listen to me. I've seen you grow as players and grow as a team. And no matter what happens out there, you will walk out of this locker room better than when you walked in. Win or lose, you are all champions.
These have always been the rooms where teams are built, and Sports Authority will always supply just the right tools. Because we have everything for every team with unbeatable values. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
The wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. Except when it takes and holds up a kite, shows a flag how to wave to its country, sings softly through trees, makes music, makes your daughter's hair dance and tickle, and just knowing it will always blow, and we will always bring it to you for power and to live by. Other than that, wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. We're changing the way power is made. Switch to Green Mountain Energy. Switch for good.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments. With NFL Red Zone, you're there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons. And ESPN Goal Line gives you unlimited live cut-ins to all the best action in college football. Plus, the Watch ESPN app lets you take the action wherever you go. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Now listen to me. I've seen you grow as players and grow as a team. And no matter what happens out there, you will walk out of this locker room better than when you walked in. Win or lose, you are all champions.
These have always been the rooms where teams are built, and Sports Authority will always supply just the right tools. Because we have everything for every team with unbeatable values. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
People might be surprised to find out that you're a very big leader on this team. And they're going to sit and say, well, he's not the quarterback. He's not the leader of the defense. He's not the number one receiver.
Yeah.
How did you become a leader?
I think the biggest thing probably be example. And for a guy that didn't catch all the passes in the world, or a guy that's not, you know, the face of the franchise, so to speak, I think that it takes years of doing the right thing all the time. When it comes to training camp, when it comes to practice, when it comes to meetings, the coaches depend on me to do a lot of things, you know, in the offense. I got to know all of our positions. You know, I got to be, you know, the fourth or fifth backup quarterback if I need to, just from being in the offense year after year. And I think that your example gives you the right to speak. A lot of people take it in reverse and they'll start talking before they actually show some proof, you know. So over the years, I've been, you know, leading by example, and now when I speak, guys give me an opportunity, you know, to speak, but also they'll listen to me. So I think that's the biggest thing. Example, I've become a leader because of example for years.
Part of that example is the way you carry yourself off the field. Part of it is the way you carry yourself on the field. Mm-hmm. And you make reference, it's funny, in an election year, I think it's a good way to put it this way, but you talk about going across the middle and having to pay a tax.
G. Cobb, one of the reporters, he said that. He said, man, you can do business. He said, you can do business on my field. You know, when I used to tell receivers, when I played, you can do business, but you got to pay tax every time you come across the middle. So, you know you're going to get hit. You know, when you sign that dotted line, when you back when you were in elementary school or high school, when you got those pads on, you had permission right there. You got permission for people to hit you, especially when you're on offense. So one thing that I learned is that whether you catch it or not, you're going to get hit. so you might as well catch it. So you know, you're going to pay the price for it. But I try to keep my body in peak condition throughout the year. When a lot of guys are on vacation, I'm always working. I really, even when I'm on vacation, my wife has to stop me. I'm running in the sand. I'm doing different stuff in order to keep my body in peak condition because I know I'm going to get hit. And the type of catches that I make are going to be some of the less inviting for most receivers. So they want to be on the outside, but I'd rather do some of the hard work.
You talk about getting hit over the middle, and you have to be ready for it. Are there ways, on top of just being in great shape, are there ways that you can position yourself, turn your body in anticipation of the hit? Can you lessen it yourself on a consistent basis?
The running back can, because the running back is able to see and he's able to get under the hit. He's able to, you know, he has the opportunity. See, when you're over the middle and you're a receiver, you're at the mercy of where the ball is thrown. So you have to depend on your quarterback a lot to put the ball in position. And then you got to know situations. So if it's 3rd and 15 and it's late in the fourth quarter and we need a big play, I think that you have to be willing before the play starts to be able to take the big hit, because the quarterback is going to fit it into a tight coverage window because you have to make the play. So certain times and certain situations, you know, dictate, you know, the opportunity for a big hit or not. So, but you really at the quarterback's mercy. Now, if I catch the ball and I'm able to survey the field, then I can get under a hit. But usually at the quarterback, and Mike has done a great job. All the quarterbacks really have done a great job. And the times that I've gotten hit big is usually in a critical situation in the game. And I tell them before the play even happens that throw it to me because I'm willing to take the hit. I'll take the hit, just throw it to me. So.
Matt dodged the punt, gets a high snap, gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up, looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's at the 40. He's let it go. Deshaun Jackson. I don't care if he jumps, dives. He's running around, and he's in the end zone, and there's no time, and the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Melco in the Meadowlands, number 2.
People may not remember, may not realize, may not think about, in one of the most iconic plays in Eagles history, you're right in the middle of it. I'm talking about punt return,
yeah.
Deshaun Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Take me through.
Well, we couldn't believe that we were back in the game that fast, you know, to be down that many points and get back into it before the end of regulation. It's kind of astounding. But the play, when they had third down, I went over to Deshaun. We were on the sideline. And I said, man, you got to take this punt, because he wasn't taking all the punts. And I said, you know, you have to take this one. He's like, I'm going to take it. I said, you know what, I'm going in with you. I wasn't even on punt return team. And I said, I'm going to go in with you. I'm going to play left wing. And I said, I'm going to try to block it first. And I said, if I don't block it, I'm going to help you out. We're going to take it to the house. And all of us, the punt return team, was on the sideline. And I see him, you know, waving to the crowd, you know. So we like, okay, this guy here is it. So I try to block it, and I'm the last guy around, and I see him drop the ball. I'm like, oh, so I kind of slow down a little bit. Like, he dropped the ball, and he picks it back up. And when he picks the ball up, the shine breaks up, and I see the snapper, and he's kind of late getting out. And I knew that if I made the block, I was just trying to get in good position with him. And then I saw I can get a chance to knock him down. And I just went for it. I just threw it in there and it knocked both of us out. So my block was just a small bit. But it was definitely one of the most memorable times as a Philadelphia Eagle. You know, to come back from that many points in that fashion before regulation to do it, oh, that was great.
We'll have more of our conversation coming up as we continue on Eagles Unscripted.
The city of Philadelphia means a whole lot to me. It holds a very special place in my heart.
Give me what you got!
The people here got me. I got them, but I think they got me as well.
Let me get that!
To be able to be recognized for that game is going to be tremendous, and the ultimate would be for us to come out with a victory that day.
The wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. Except when it takes and holds up a kite, shows a flag how to wave to its country, sings softly through trees, makes music, makes your daughter's hair dance and tickle, and just knowing it will always blow and we will always bring it to you. for power and to live by. Other than that, Wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. We're changing the way power is made. Switch to Green Mountain Energy. Switch for good.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, for all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Well, we want to thank you for being here on Eagles Unscripted, spending a little bit of time with us. You know, obviously, do a great job there. We don't actually have a specific theme for the way we end the show, so actually, you know, this could be a nice way out. You got something for us?
Miss the song. Slow.